Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Just a couple minutes of some follow-up to the Christianity Today story from last Friday, Friday, Christianity Today. Hold on, I got it over here somewhere. Hold on. Okay, here it is. So there was the shot heard round the evangelical world, which was fired on December 19th. Trump should be removed from office, an editorial from Mike Galley. At Christianity Today, Trump came out swinging on that one, as you would expect. Franklin Graham came out swinging, as you would expect. And Dr. Michael Brown, I read some portions of his article on Friday, which I thought was really balanced. He always is. He does a great job. And then that was Friday. And then, of course, we had the weekend, and things kept blowing up. And so you have this letter, nearly 200 evangelical leaders slam Christianity Today for questioning their Christian witness. And they wrote a letter to Dr. Dalrymple, who is the president or CEO and or both at Christianity Today, and came out and just kind of slammed him. I mean, that's a kind of a, these headlines are always stirring things up. Slam Christianity Today. I don't know. A rebuke. They take issue with it because of several things that were said and kind of some assumptions about all the evangelicals that support Donald Trump. And some more than others. I'm one of those that, like Dr. Brown, there's many things about Donald Trump's presidency that I appreciate. There's some things about the way he handles things that I don't. I don't appreciate the fact that he's not doing much of anything, nor is anybody in Washington, D.C., about our continuing skyrocketing debt at $22.5 trillion now. And so it's a mixed bag for me. There's a lot of things I don't like about how he communicates and how he treats people and what he says about people, yada, yada. But there's a lot of things, other things that I really appreciate about him. So it's a mixed bag, but that doesn't fly very well anymore in our highly politicized world. And so you had this 200 evangelical leaders come out. And I know a bunch of the signatories on this thing. Some of the people I've been around, some of them I've met, some of them I know and have known for years. And Dr. Dobson and Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute, and Dave Gardner, who's the president of National Black Pro-Life Union, Jack Graham, who's been on this show before, senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church down in Dallas. You got Dr. Dobson. I think I mentioned him. You got Greg Laurie, who I've worked with for years, Bishop Harry Jackson, African-American leader, Alveda King, Frank Lopez, who's with the Hispanic Association of Pastors, Sissy Graham Lynch, that's Billy Graham's daughter, Frank Graham's sister, Victor Marks, who's been on this show recently, Eric Metaxas, Robert Morris at Gateway Church down in Dallas, Reverend Dean Nelson, who's with the Frederick Douglass Foundation, has been on this show before. Tony Perkins, I've known for years. Matt Staver at Liberty Council, and a bunch of people. And I understand where they're coming from there. And then in response to that, and they wrote the letter to Dr. Dalrymple, who's the CEO, and Dr. Dalrymple wrote an article, The Flag and the Whirlwind, an update from Christianity Today's president, why our editor-in-chief spoke out against Trump, and why the conversation must continue. And he took issue with what they said. And then backed up their guy there at Christianity Today. And this is where I'm going to stop, because I'm not going to talk about this stuff anymore today, because this week we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to have a little Christmas fun and talk about Christmas presents that you got as a kid, maybe some of the toys that you remember. I've got a list of toys that I remember right here in front of me, right here. So I want to have some fun and set all this stuff aside. Not that it isn't important, because it is. But goodness gracious, can't we walk away from it for the next week? I mean, and I would suggest for the next few days when you and I are with family and friends, and some of them agree and some of them don't. Some of them are, maybe all of them are Christians. Most likely not all of them are. And can't we stay away from some of this stuff for just a few days? Can't we? Can we push back away from that table? And so this was another article that Dr. Michael Brown wrote, who I appreciate is on the radio right before me. And can we unite around Jesus rather than divide over Trump? Before you go anywhere with that, let me just read the closing. And then I'm going to finish that, and then I'm going to open up the phone. So here's my question for you. Call in and try to remember, some of us that are older, takes a little more effort, some of your favorite Christmas presents from days gone by. I've got some G.I. Joe stuff, a bike thing, some Star Wars stuff, some helicopter stuff, some Evel Knievel stuff. So I'm going to share some of that. some of my favorite toys that I was given as a boy growing up. But I want to know, just have some fun, get in the Wayback Machine, go to Christmas Days Gone By, and some of your favorite toys or traditions or memories about Christmas, okay? Because I'm going to finish this and we're done. We're not talking about politics or any of this other stuff. For the rest of the show, we're just going to have some Christmas fun together. And this will be my last live show this week. I'll be back on Monday. So I'll do the 30th and the 31st. And then we'll be off for Christmas Day or New Year's Day and then be back at it. So anyway, let me just read this. But I want you to call in Christmas memories, Christmas traditions, favorite traditions, or some of your favorite toys that you got when you were growing up for Christmas. 866-34-TRUTH, as always, 866-348-7884. And call in and let's have a little fun. I don't want to talk about politics the rest of the time or any of this dust-up stuff. I just want to have some fun here because it's Christmas and we should be joy-filled people and not politics-filled people, at least this week. 866-348-7884, your favorite Christmas toys, gifts, traditions, memories. I'd love to hear from all of you on that one, and let's have some fun. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And my friends on Facebook Live are chiming in, and I've got my own list, too. But let me finish this segment with this from Dr. Brown's article. The fact is, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and the darkness is getting darker by the day. Now is the time for us to rise and shine, and we can only do that with full effect if we do it together. So, if you're truly a born-again member of the family of God, let's stand together and give the devil a black eye rather than blackening each other's eyes. Is that too much to ask, especially during family time over the holidays and as we enter the new year? As my wife, this is Dr. Brown writing, as my wife Nancy urged in a recent Facebook comment, if I could, I would beg, this is his wife writing, I would beg all believers to stop biting and devouring one another, especially over politics and Trump. This is not the heart of God. The attacks and slander and hatred that is aimed towards the ones that are commanded to love with all sincerity and purity is so far from everything I know about the Lord, it's difficult to understand how we got here. Jesus said that the world would know we are truly his disciples by our love for one another, how far we have fallen. The truth, Dr. Brown writes, remains that united we stand and divided we fall. Let us unite around Jesus rather than divide over Trump. Give it a try. It will do your soul good. And I would add to that, Merry Christmas. I will come back to that subject. We'll deal with that next week. And we'll do some looking back at the year and looking forward to next year. We'll do that next week. But the rest of today, let's just have some fun. So pick up the phone. Pull up your phone screen on your Apple iPhone device, whatever it is that you have. And give me a call. I want to know your favorite toys that you were given at Christmas. Maybe some toys that you loved giving to your kids. And then Christmas traditions or Christmas memories. Let's have some fun. So pick up the phone and call in. I'd love to hear from you during the show. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Toys, gifts, presents, traditions. Let's have some fun. We'll be right back. So what are we waiting for? Okay, don't be a Scrooge. Don't be the Grinch. Play along. Be a part of it today. Let's have some fun. Get in the Wayback Machine. And so I'm getting some really fun answers on Facebook Live. If you want to join us here in the studio and see all Evan's awesome Christmas decorations, go to the Steve Noble Show on Facebook, and you can see what the studio looks like, which is a blast. Christmas everywhere, everywhere you look, pretty much everything you put your hand on in here has got Christmas decorations on. He's done an awesome job. So it's really fun. So people are sharing on Facebook Live. If you want to do that, just go to the Steve Noble Show and you can do that there. Or if you're out there in radio land, which is most of you, please give me a call. 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884. Let's lighten up a little. Set the politics aside. Set Trump aside. Set impeachment aside. Set Christianity Today aside. Set all that stuff aside. And I'm just that. It's real simple. Just play along. Remember some cool toys, some toys that you love that you got when you were a kid. So call in and share some of that. We're just going a little light today on the show. We deal with difficult, dark subjects and politics and culture wars and all that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, I push away from that table and we just have some fun, which is what I'm trying to do today. But I need your help. So give me a call. So talk about toys that you got when you were a kid that you love, that you remember, our Christmas traditions or a Christmas memory. And just share. Let's just share with one another and have some fun gathering around the Christmas holiday this week, which is awesome. And let's have some fun with it. 866-348-7884. Every line is open. Come on, Grinches. Come on, Scrooges. Play along. Help me out here. I'm going to go through all my stuff on Facebook, which is cool. I'm going to share my stuff, which is fun. But I'd rather hear from you because I know my stuff. So 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH, some of your favorite Christmas toys that you've gotten, Christmas memories, Christmas traditions, that kind of stuff. 866-348-7884. So here on Facebook Live, some of my friends on Facebook Live having some fun here. So, of course, you got Barbies, right? You got Barbies, and you get G.I. Joe stuff. Now, we got to be more specific. Hot Wheels, of course. Eddie was like a football uniform and a football. Remember that back in the day when you would like get a football uniform for Christmas? And you'd have pads, and you'd have your helmet and the whole thing. That's pretty cool. Back then, you could probably even have one of your favorite teams on there, and it wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg, and there wouldn't be a lawsuit over it. A chemistry set Josephine talked about. I think she got a punch in the nose with that from somebody. Pound Puppy. I looked that one up. It's kind of fun to look these up when you remember them. And I just go search them on Google, and you see these pictures. It's hilarious. This was great from Eddie. Most joy was going to the ghetto for less fortunate families and taking lots of Christmas presents and much caroling in my late teens. How many of you, does anybody still Christmas carol? I did that a few times growing up, either in high school, middle school, super awkward, right? You're going from house to house, and you've got your repertoire of about 8 or 10 Christmas carols. But that was cool. Does anybody do that anymore? Do you Christmas carol? 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. What else was on here? 1959 Barbie still in a box. Boy, that's awesome. A G.I. Joe space capsule. Okay, that's late 60s, 1970-ish. G.I. Joe space capsule. I looked it up early. I put pictures on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. I was a big G.I. Joe guy. So there was a one-man helicopter, which is awesome. And I think you pulled the string and the rotors spun. That was awesome. One-man helicopter. But the thing that topped that, which is really cool. I used to play with it at Lake Lure, which is in the mountains of North Carolina. A one-man submarine. And you had this little pump thing that would either pump air into it or pull the air out of it. And G.I. Joe's in there. And down it would go. And you had this funky little, almost like binoculars that you would put under the water that it was supposed to allow you to see under. You didn't see anything. You don't see Jack. It worked maybe in the bathtub. But not in a lake. That didn't work so well. But that was cool. And then you had this plastic squid that came with it, of course. That just got pushed to the wayside. But those are just a couple of cool things that I had. 866-348-7884. Stories about toys or toys that you got when you were a kid. Christmas memories, Christmas traditions. Maybe from your past or maybe things that you still do. Just trying to have some fun today on the show instead of talking about all the heavy stuff out there. And just having some Christmas fun and some Christmas joy this week. 866-34-TRUTH is our number as always. 866-348-7884. 7884. Let's go to Brian, who's calling in from Charlotte. Brian, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Steve. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks. How you doing?
Doing great. Well, I have a quick story. I'm representing some of your younger crowd. I love to listen to you every day. But story that always comes to mind, you're welcome, is when I was like six, and the Batman movie had just came out. And my family at that time didn't have a lot of money, but I got a bike, a Batman cereal that had just came out, a Batman piggy bank, and like a Batman and Joker toy. Regardless of any time when they actually did better and had a lot more extravagant gifts, but that always stands out in my mind as like probably my most favorite Christmas when I ran out and saw that stuff.
So did you,
very
Brian?
Small, but like it was a blessing.
So for you, at your house, did they have some gifts that were wrapped and some unwrapped? Was everything wrapped? What was the deal?
Believe it or not, it was all wrapped.
Yeah. So you tore into that pretty quick. Were those things, Brian, that you asked for?
I don't really remember. Honestly, I know Batman toys. I remember those. I think I might have got some Ninja Turtles in there as well. But the Batman, I would remember the most.
Yeah,
but
that's so cool.
I don't really remember, but I just know I was so excited about it, and it wasn't like, when I look back on it, it wasn't like the best thing in the world, but at that time and that age, it was like a blessing to have.
So, yeah, that's so cool. Thanks for calling in and sharing that, man. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks, you too.
All right, man, talk to you later. Thanks. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And now, were your presents wrapped, or were they just sitting out? So in the Noble House growing up, we had some presents that were not wrapped. Those were always from Santa. And then we had other presents that were wrapped. Now where that got a little confusing is some of them were from Mom and Dad, my parents, and some of them were from Santa. So I'd be like, why do you wrap some and not wrap others? What's up with that? But that was cool. I mean, I'd love the G.I. Joe stuff. That was awesome. Millennium Falcon, 1977, 1978, a big model that you put together, but it had lights and you had to use batteries. So that was pretty awesome. especially in the late 70s. That was a big deal. How about that helicopter? Little helicopter that was on an arm, right? And you have the little two levers, one front and back, one up and down. And it had a little hook on the bottom of it, and he would fly it around in a circle because that was your only choice, stinking thing, on an arm. Not like today where we have little helicopters you can fly all over the place. But back in the day, and then he up and down, round and round, just trying to pick stuff up with the little hook on the bottom of the helicopter. Remember that one? Man, I love that one. let's see. Can I go to Jim, who's calling in from Raleigh? I think he might be on hold. I think I can do that. Let me go to Jim, who's calling in from Raleigh. Jim, thanks for calling in. It's Steve. Merry Christmas. Go right ahead.
Hey, man. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Hey, how far back? How far back can we go?
As far back as you want, man.
Well, let me tell something that folks doesn't happen anymore today, I don't think. But my parents, without very much money, there was no Christmas in our house until Christmas morning. I mean, when I went to bed Christmas Eve, my sister and I, there was nothing in the house that looked like Christmas. When we woke up, there was a train platform up with a Lionel train under it.
Whoa.
Tree fully decorated. Breakfast, you know, stockings filled with simple things. And I tried to carry that tradition was there until I left. And as a young adult, we would then do it a little more when we were teenagers, maybe older teenagers. But I tried to do that with my kids for a while. And the culture around you kind of destroyed it because it starts now weeks ahead of time.
Right, and now we're doing Christmas before we even get to Halloween. That's awesome. What a cool surprise in the morning. Boom, you go from nothing to Christmas decorations and the whole nine. That's really cool. Jim, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Merry Christmas to you. 866-348-7884 with your Christmas stories. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you. All my friends on Facebook Live are chiming in with all the, it's like the past has opened up to us and people chiming in with all their presents, things that they remember from the past. And Rob was like, do you guys remember this? The football field is like Super Bowl football field, kind of a metal base. And you had all your little players and you stick them on there and then you turn it on and basically the base vibrates and they just kind of vibrate around in the field. Just happenstance, total happenstance, just chaos. Unleashed right there on the field. But that was cool. Everybody thought that was cool. I thought that was cool. And that was back in the day. The metal game. That's so funny, the football thing. That's a blast. Other people talking about trains and BB guns and pop cap guns. Remember those? You got the little roll of pop caps and you stick it in the six shooter, all that stuff. Probably get you in jail today. Anyway, what kind of toys do you remember getting as a kid or Christmas traditions or Christmas memories that you'd like to share? Just having some fun and going a little light today. We'll be off for the rest of the week and playing some best of shows. Next 3 days are kind of Christmas themed shows from the past. So if you have time and want to check that out, but I'll be live again back here, God willing, next Monday. But if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. You want to talk about toys that you got when you were a kid or Christmas traditions or Christmas memories, just having some fun and keeping us in the season and just taking a break from politics and all the other stuff going on around us. Let's not sell our joy down the river this week over that stuff. And can we go through Christmas and not talk about politics and those things and destroy our Christmas dinners? I hope so. So let's just turn the corner a little bit, and I'm just trying to help you kickstart that this week. 866-34-TRUTH. As always, 866-348-7884. Let's go to Catherine, who's calling in from North Carolina. Hi, Catherine. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Yeah, so my mom had a family tradition that we do every Christmas where she actually did a hiding game. And it was such a fun game where after Christmas, when we went to sit down at the table, she'd take Christmas cards, she'd cut them in half, and one half would be at the table and had your name on it. And the other one was on a gift that you had to go find after dinner. And it just made it so much fun to see everybody trying to figure out where their gift was.
That's a great, so that was that one of your gifts and then the rest of them are under the tree? Is that how that kind of laid out?
Yeah, that's how it lays out every year. I don't get to go home as much anymore, but every time you go home, there's always the hiding gift. You know it's coming. And she even does it for friends and family that come, that extended family. I don't know how she did it every year, but it just made it so much fun.
That's a great one. I had not heard of that one before, but that sounds super fun. Catherine, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too. Merry
Thanks.
Christmas.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Let's jump over to Jackie, who's calling in all the way out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Must be very beautiful out there this time of year. Jackie, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm in my early 60s, so one of our traditions, which you don't see a whole lot anymore, my parents always filled the house with the little drummer boy. And on Christmas morning as a child, of course, we wanted to see what Santa Claus had brought to us, but my parents would never let us go to open our Christmas presents till we had sat down, had a breakfast, and my parents read the story of the birth of Jesus out of the Bible. As a child, I didn't appreciate it, and as a born-again Christian, I really love what my parents taught us as children and that it carried forward.
So when you say the little drummer boy, was that both the song and like some little drummer boy decorations?
No, it was just the song. I remember it was a 35 album, and it was called The Little Drummer Boy, and that was the first song and all the others that went with it.
Yeah, that is so cool. Jackie, thanks so much for sharing that. What a wonderful memory. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, and God bless, sir.
Thanks, God bless. Thanks so much. Let's jump over to, if you want to call in and share some toys, some Christmas traditions, some Christmas memories, just helping us all stay in that frame of mind this week as just trying to turn away a little bit from politics and the news of the day to focus on much better news, the good news itself, and all the wonderful memories we have from Christmases gone by. So if you want to call in and share that would be awesome. 866-348-7884. Would love to hear your story and what you'd like to share. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to William's calling in right in my backyard, Wake Forest, North Carolina. William, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Steve. I hope you're doing well today, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Just a couple of toys way back. I don't know if you remember. I got Pong for the first time. I don't know if you remember that game. It was just the back-and-forth little ball.
Yes.
That's all it was.
Pong.
You know, so I had that. And then one of my favorites was the little Mattel football game that was set up like a little stadium. And it just had little dot dashes that you had to go past. And that was so, you know, cutting edge at the time. And I look back at that and it's just hard to believe, you know, what the kids are playing against today versus that. And that was so much fun back then. So, yeah, I just want to give you a couple of old games that maybe would jog your memory.
Yeah, that's so good. Thanks so much for sharing, William. Appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. You too, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, bye, man. Bye. So, Pong, remember that? When Pong came out and you're playing a game on your TV screen, for some of us that was black and white, and you're literally, you have a movable vertical stripe on the right side and a movable vertical stripe on the left side, and the Pong, the little ball, goes back and forth. Doop, doop, doop. And if you got going, it could go faster. But that was it, and that was mesmerizing. Now you can jump in a spaceship and go to another part of the world or get involved with World War II or World War VIII or whatever. It's just amazing. Back in the day, you've got Pong. Oh, man, you must be rich. Right now it's embarrassing. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH with your Christmas memory, a toy, a tradition, whatever you'd like to share. Julie out in Utah as well. Julie, thanks for calling in. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to... My favorite toy when I was a kid growing up is my parents got me a Johnny West doll. Mm. It came with a horse and a buckboard, and it had a couple horses with it. I loved horses so much. And then, but my very, very best present I got when I was a kid, I was 16, and my parents actually bought me a horse.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Yeah, did you even think that was possible, that you'd get a horse for Christmas?
No. Nope, because they'd already told us, well, there's six in our family, and my mother had already told me what they'd gotten my siblings, because I was 16, you know, I didn't even tell them. So she told me that, and so I knew that I wasn't going to get anything, because they spent all the money on them. And then I didn't even know first year in my life, I didn't go out to look for a horse. And they went out, and my father brought the horse up to the front of the house.
Oh,
and then,
man,
I went outside. And then there was two of them, because she had a colt with her. So it was a really good Christmas.
Wow,
that was an amazing
kidding.
Christmas.
That is so cool. Julie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. That's really cool. Wow. Beat that. You get a horse. But if you grew up in Utah, I guess that kind of makes sense. That would be a possibility out there. And Raleigh, not so much. Let's go to Rob. I think I know Rob. Rob, you're calling in from Wake Forest. Hey, Rob, it's Steve Noble. Well, you know that. You're calling in the Steve Noble Show. What am I thinking? See, it's Christmas joy. It's just taking over. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve.
This is Rob Craig, right?
It is.
Awesome. Merry Christmas, bro.
So, Merry Christmas to you. My father had a tradition where he would always explain the assembling of toys. You know, for anybody that's listening who still, you know, needs to practice Santa Claus, you know, maybe you need to turn your radio down. But at our house, my dad, one of the first gifts I ever got was an assembled metal service station.
Oh.
And my dad said it took him about 3 hours to put the thing together, and his hands bled for another week after because all the little metal pieces, you know, and he would bring that up every year. So when I got to be about 16, I had a younger sister, and he said, well, you're going to help me put this foosball table together tonight after your sister goes to bed. And that was during the time when foosball tables were, you know, getting to be popular, and he bought my sister one. So we stayed up for about 3 hours putting this foosball table together. And we went to bed sometime well after midnight, and we get up in the morning, and my sister came running, and we had it covered up with a sheet, and she undid it. And she looked at it, and she says, wow, a foosball table. I wanted a foosball table so bad. And then she took a second look. She says, whoever put this thing together put every one of the men on backwards. And every one of those men had a little nut and a little screw and block washer. And every single one of them. You know, men don't read directions.
No, really?
we don't read directions, so we... We had put this entire foosball table, and every man was on their back.
Oh, gosh. That's so typical. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten halfway down the road of constructing anything that had directions and then realizing something's backward, and you got to take it all apart and start over again and then actually read the directions. That's hilarious. Thanks for sharing that one, bro. Great to hear from you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Good evening. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. That's a classic. Have you done that? I mean, now, as you get a little older, you get more modern. I remember when we gave our daughters, when they start getting those kitchens and stuff, and you've got like a sheet. I kid you not. It had to be 150 stickers. And I'm so obsessive about that. I'm like, the stickers got to be perfectly straight on the little box of French fries. It was a nightmare. Christmas stories, Christmas fun when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you. A little hello, a little shout out to Russ East, who's a buddy through the Truth Radio Network and heading west out towards Salt Lake City in Utah. And he calls me on a commercial break, and I just had two callers from Utah. And I'm like, this can't be a coincidence. So I decided to answer the phone on Facebook Live, because that's what happens when you do live radio and stuff. And you just roll the dice and see what happens. It's kind of funny. Then he knows this older gentleman that sits in on White House press conferences and stuff, and not the press room because that's been shut down for a while, but needs somebody to go play photographer every once in a while, and he asked Russ if he would do it, and Russ's like, I don't know. I know somebody who might want to do it, and that's why he called me. Isn't that hilarious? I'll let you know if I'm taking pictures with my iPhone at the White House one of these days. They even let you bring an iPhone into White House? Who knows? That'd be kind of funny. Anyway. Setting that aside, Merry Christmas. If you want to call in and share, we've been just taking calls talking about Christmas traditions or Christmas stories or toys that you got when you were a kid, and just remembering what are some of the toys that you are really stoked about that were under the tree or given to you or hidden in one case on Christmas. Just have some Christmas fun here, and then we'll be off the rest of the week and then back live next Wednesday here on the show, God willing. 866-348-7884 if you want to share something like that. Christmas story, Christmas tradition, Christmas toys you got when you were a kid that you loved. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'd love to sneak your call in before we run out of time here on the show today. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in from Charlotte. Hey, Jim, it's Steve. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. This is Jim. Back in the 30s, the first Christmas I ever remember, I was a little boy in western North Carolina in West Asheville. Snow was 2 feet deep, and I got a knock on the side of the house. My dad said he had to go out to check the light. And there was a man out there saying that he was going to be hungry on Christmas Eve. Would I get him something? And I remember I ran down and I said, I got to learn how to bake cookies. And so we had Jell-O and cookies. And I said, but he won't know where to find them. So I wrote him a note, told him the Jell-O was in the fridge and what have you. And when I came down the stairs that Christmas, I don't remember a single gift I got, but the sight I saw was a glass that had had milk in it, an empty bowl, and a note from Santa. And I'll always remember that snowy Christmas, my first Christmas.
Now, how cool is that? Now you're talking, you remember all the way back in the 1930s. Is that what you said?
I was born in 1935, and my mother died when I was 9 days old, and the nurse that cared for me later lost her. But the one picture I have is her, and I'm at the her chair on that Christmas Eve, and that picture was taken, and I'll always remember that.
Wow. What a cherished memory. Also, that's amazing.
Yes, and also I want to cherish memory that you led me to a new friend named David Fisher.
Awesome.
Become such a beautiful friend of mine. Thank you so
much. Oh, you're welcome. That's great to hear.
Christmas
you
yourself.
Too. Merry Christmas. Right. Thanks, Jim. That's awesome. God bless
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He was born in 1935, which makes him, what? Is he 84? Is my math right? 1935 to 2019. Is he 84? 85. He sounds 60. Jim, what's the deal, dude? Whatever God's given you that allows you to sound as young as you sound at 85 years of age, you should get that on QVC or something. Put it on Amazon, Etsy. I don't know where you put that. That was amazing. But that's so cool. I mean, I remember that too. My parents played that game. And we did the Santa thing. And you leave a little note and you leave the milk and you leave a cookie, right? And you come down the next morning. And I don't recall if my parents would write a note back. But I do recall that it was like most of the milk would be gone. Usually not all of it, but most of it. And then the cookie would be like half eaten, right? So you'd be like, oh, he was here. You know, totally bought it hook, line, and sinker because you want to. You want to, and then you have no reason not to when you're that young. And just so cool. All right, so I don't have a lot of time left. But if you want to call in and share something like that, that would be awesome. Jim, I'm still amazed that you're 85 years of age. That's just remarkable. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. So for me, back to the Christmas days gone by. The one-man helicopter, G.I. Joe, awesome. The one-man submarine, G.I. Joe, that was awesome. I do this every year because I'm still hurting about it. I think I was 7 or 8, something like that. So the year, I think it might have been the Christmas around before I broke my left femur falling out of a tree. But my parents gave me this awesome green bicycle with the banana seat. Remember those? And like the big handlebars, and you'd have the little stringy things hanging off the handlebars. And that was awesome, and I enjoyed it for about 6 months until my sister borrowed it and took it to the pool. My sister, who shall remain nameless, Sharon. And then it got stolen. And that was, 44 years ago, 45 years ago almost. And I'm still working through it. Okay, you can pray for me. Millennium Falcon, 1977, 1978. It was a big model that I loved. It had lights in it, so it had batteries. That was pretty awesome for a model back then. And then the helicopter thing I mentioned. How about the Evel Knievel bike? Did you get one of those? The Evel Knievel? It gets on the bike, right? It gets on the little stand, and you crank it up, and when you get it cranked to a certain RPM, it would take off, and off it would go. That was pretty cool. And Rob Craig on Facebook Live, who called in earlier, just said Santa is lactose intolerant. You're so 21st century, dude. I think Santa, the way that we play him off, probably consumes anything and everything. Whatever a kid puts out, Santa's going to eat it. Okay, let me finish with this, and then we're done. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas Eve tomorrow and a wonderful Christmas celebration. And let's all work to just enjoy our families and friends this week. Let's kind of set the Trump stuff and politics stuff. Let's all try to set that aside for a few days and just focus in on why we're even talking about this stuff anyway and the whole reason behind the Christmas holiday and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this was from my buddy Jim Young with Capital Commission, put this up on Facebook. Paul David Tripp apparently wrote a really cool book, Come Let Us Adore Him, full of Advent devotionals. This is a great one. This one was from just the other day, December 21st. The birth of Jesus is really good. The birth of Jesus destroys the logic of human independence. It crushes the belief that our lives belong to us as to live as we choose. The Advent narrative doesn't let you hold on to the belief that you can live as you were created to live without any power or wisdom but your own. The coming of Jesus levels the playing field. It puts us all in the same category. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, young or old, where you were born, how much money or education you have, what race you are, or what natural gifts you possess. If you're a human being, the Christmas story confronts you with the depth of your need for help. But the Christmas story doesn't just confront you with your need, it also introduces you to the ultimate helper. The Christmas story, Paul David Tripp writes, is about help coming to earth. He lay in that manger, and he will soon hang from a cross, all to provide for us the help we desperately need. And he references Philippians 3, 1 through 11, which I'm going to read to you as a reminder for you and for me and for anybody else that hears this. So relative to that, this kind of Advent devotional from Paul David Tripp. Philippians 3, 1 through 11. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we, they're adding things to the gospel, that's what he was talking about. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. So this is Paul saying, hey, if you're going to get out your resume and try to read your resume to God as to why you should be let into heaven, he's got you beat. And even then, it wasn't enough. So that's what he's talking about. He's writing to people that are well aware of the Jewish accolades of the day, right? If someone thinks they have reasons to be put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. Hey, man, I followed all the rules. I did the right thing. I know the law. I try to follow what God says. And yeah, good for you, Paul. Not good enough. Because you're not going to be perfect and the law doesn't get you in. Because you can't keep it. Read your resume out loud as much as you want. Verse 7, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Amen. 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. He's talking about earthly things. Just count it all rubbish, right? I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. Let me stop there. So if you're counting on your own good works, your decency, your church attendance, the money you give away, the people you try to help, a generally nice, pleasant, jolly disposition, if you think that makes you worthy of entrance into heaven, you don't understand the gospel. It's not by works. That's what he's talking about here. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in, not yourself, Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Paul understood, and I certainly hope you do, as Christmas is just knocking on our door, 2 days away, day and a half, whatever time you start on Wednesday morning. Knocking on your door. And of all those fun things we were talking about and great presents when you're a kid and wonderful Christmas memories and things going back years and decades, those are all awesome and wonderful and worthy of celebration and joy. Put a smile on your face and some warmth in your heart. That's awesome. But if you don't understand the gospel, all that stuff, it just ends up being worthless in the end. If you're counting on yourself in any way, shape, or form to go to heaven, you don't understand the gospel. You don't understand Christmas. You certainly don't understand Easter. So if that's you, one real easy thing to do, but I don't have time to do it now, but I'll send you somewhere. Just go to the website. Go to my website, thestevenobleshow.com, and just look for the button. Just put in the word heaven, and it'll take you to a page that will explain to you exactly what the Bible teaches. Don't spend another Christmas. If you're not sure about your salvation, if Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, if you don't know you've been born again, get that right before you celebrate another Christmas. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you guys. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.